Hello.
Oh, so sorry. I think we got cut off. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I didn't touch the phone, so it must have dropped on your end. But
okay.
I was saying I have to wait till Skywax takes over the website because they have to rebuild it in their format and all this stuff. So
I see. Okay. Yeah, you don't want to put the cart before the horse, so to speak, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm doing. So if you want to send me over the agreement I need to sign and all that, we can certainly do all that. But we're not probably going to be around January 1st by the time they're ready.
Okay. So the terms and conditions aren't triggered until the first payment goes through, but all it would do is it would send you a little copy of it just so that you would be grandfathered into the pricing and it would never go up for you. So I gave you, you know, special pricing that is not applicable to the general public. So once you put your e-signature on it, then that ensures that, you know, it'll never go up. So what I would suggest if this is doable for you is maybe, you know, rather than January 1st, get it moving on December 31st. And here's why. Then you can, you know, come January, use it as a business expense and it becomes a write-off for, you know, 2023, where if you wait till January, you have to wait all the way till 2025 to actually get that tax benefit.
All right. Well, we're only talking about $299.
A couple hundred dollars. Yeah. See, it's not a big expenditure.
Does it make? Do you have like certain things that you need to do by the end of the year? I mean, is it important to you to have this deal done before December 31st?
Well, for me, what I'm thinking, and I'm sure you can remember this from Confident Home Remodelers, it doesn't happen overnight. So even if you were to sign up today, first page placement typically takes 30 to 45 days. So, of course, we'll attach the website to everything, but it's not like we're going to flip a switch and automatically you're ranking on everything.
Let's back up one second. Let me ask you a technical question, and it might be a stupid question, but I don't know anything about all this internet and technology and stuff. If you start promoting the site for Digital Guider, and then all of a sudden the site is hosted by Skywax, are we starting over?
No, it doesn't start over. All it does is, as long as you're using the same URL, which is the glazedcellulardoors.com, which you own that anyway, right? So you're going to still use it. So as long as you're using that same website, that's already going to be attached to everything. So it's not going to matter who hosts it. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm saying, because it's not going to happen overnight. So, you know, since there's a little bit of, you know, programming and setup time involved, it would almost benefit you if you're ready, you know, January 1st with the new hosting and all that. That way, once the listing starts ranking, your site's already up there with the new hosting company. You know what I mean? As opposed to starting the ball then it takes a little bit longer for you to see results on your end.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But you know, there's not only is the website ranking, but I see when I go onto the internet and I do a search, sometimes it finds my homepage. Sometimes it finds another page in the website. So that's why I asked you, are we starting over when I switch the host?
Nope. No, as a matter of fact, even sometimes people will, you know, at some point change their website, and that doesn't affect anything, because on all the listings, what we would do is just go in and remove the website that we're promoting and put the new one. But if you know, it takes 2 seconds, it's an easy fix. But for you, that's not even going to happen, because you're still going to use glazedcellulardoors.com. The only hiccup I could see that you might encounter is, let's say that when Digital Guider releases this to you and then you start using the Skywax, let's say that the site is under construction for a day or so, you know, so that would be the only thing, is that if a client were to find it and they click on it, if it's under construction, they're going to see that it's under construction. It won't be live.
Well, I'm not going to have any downtime. Skywax is going to Chicago Wax is going to build the site, and then I'm going to call a digital guy there, and I'm going to say goodbye and switch me over, like that.
Oh, so they're actually going to have the site up and running before they port it onto your domain. That's smart.
I can't afford to have downtime. I can't do that.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. So if you're not going to have downtime, I would, you know, if I were you, get the ball rolling now, because, you know, even the PIN verification code that'll be sent from Google, that takes 5 to 10 business days to get to you. And then once you get the code, you know, they might be asking you to send in pictures for optimization.
Right.
I don't know if you remember all the steps.
We still have the issue of the other website having the same address and all that stuff too. So we have to figure out what we want to do with that. And I'm probably going to tell you to unverify that website. That's probably how we're going to have to do it, because I really don't have anybody who can give me a false address, and it doesn't appear to be a way around this problem. But
I'm going to ask the technicians a question real quick, only because I've seen this happen in the past, and I know that you asked me this initially and I wasn't sure, but I've seen people where they would use, for instance, 3 Singly Lane for Confident Home Remodelers, and then they would use 3 Singly Lane Suite A or something for, you know, for the other business, and as long as you can get the PIN code, we could sometimes get it verified that way. So let me send a message to that department and just see
right.
if that's
well, listen,
an option.
Well, listen, keep in mind that my whole business plan is the glazed cellar doors. So if I have to switch over and make the glazed cellular doors 3 Singly and make the other one Suite A, that is also an option, because, you know.
Oh, because you don't even want the address hidden, right? You want it published?
For glazed cellular doors, yeah,
yes.
I want it published.
Yes, you for glazed cellular. Okay.
I may have told you this before, but I'm going to say it again. The whole business plan is transitioning. Confident Home Remodelers basically is becoming glazed cellular doors. The only reason why I didn't change the company name is because my LLC and my banks and everything, and I'm 15 years in business, everything is Confident Home Remodelers. But what Confident Home Remodelers is doing basically is cellar doors. I'm not doing anything else.
Got it.
The only exception to that is this time of year where it's too cold to do the cellar doors. Like right now, I'm doing a interior rehab for a customer. So that's kind of the only reason why I even want to keep the other website up and running, is because for like winter stuff. All my income, all my profit is the glazed cellar doors. It's not something that I'm experimenting with. You know, I'm making $150,000 a year, and I'm grossing like $300,000, but I'm netting like $150,000 a year doing these glazed cellar doors.
That's awesome.
The previous, doing windows and doors and interior rehab, I was making like $70,000-$80,000 a year. So I'm like making so much more money than I ever have. Anytime there's an option for anything, the priority is the glazed website. Everything is for the glazed. Okay. So when you speak
okay,
to
so
the
I'm
tech,
asking them now, what I'm asking is, and tell me if I'm on the same page as you. Okay. Let me type it out and then I'll read it to you before I send it. I put, client wants to open a new account with a new phone number and business name. However, he does not have another business address. Would it work to use the same address using a suite number, or should we unverify this Google business page and start fresh with the new business at this address? So I will communicate with you what they say once I hear back. Oh, here, let's see. Oh, Oh, here, he sent me. Oh, wow, I didn't know. I learned something today. To register two businesses in Google My Business with the same address, you need to create separate listings for each business. And Google My Business does allow multiple businesses to have the same address as long as they have separate business names and phone numbers. Wow, I didn't even know that. That's awesome. Okay.
All right. Well,
I'm going to tell him.
I just reserved the new phone number for the new business, which is 973-223, I have it written down somewhere, 8130 is the new phone number. So I already have that. It's in the process of being linked up and all that stuff. So,
okay.
send me over the agreement so we can sign it and we can make the transition and then we'll go from there.
Okay. So I can't send over the agreement until the account is paid, but what I'll do is I'll just type out, you know, hey Jim, it's going to be a flat rate month to month, $2.99.
How do I pay the $2.99 and the $99?
We could do a debit or credit card, whatever works best.
So I give that to you over the phone. You send me an agreement. I fill it out. How do
you
do that?
Oh, you just give it to me over the phone, and then what I do is create the account and process the payment, and then I can schedule an appointment for my technician to call you to go over the keywords, your service area, linking your website, and getting you placed.
All right. All right. So I'm going to give you a MasterCard.
Okay, 1 second, because I'm putting in Glazed Cellular Doors, three.
No, it's not cellular. It's cellar.
Cellar. I'm sorry. I said cellular, but I wrote cellar. I don't know why.
You've been saying it repeatedly. But
I'm so sorry. Yep. I'm so sorry. So listing.
Are you looking at the URL? Do you see it?
No, I have it now. I have glazedcellardoors.com. Do you want it to show like that on the listing, or do you want it to say Inc. or LLC or something like that after it?
The only LLC is Confident Home Remodelers. Glazed Cellar Doors is a trade name that we're using.
Okay, excellent. Okay, and then Eric S. Martindale. And then which email do you want me to send the confirmation to?
ericconfident@gmail.com.
Okay, ericconfident@gmail.com. And then go ahead. Oh, one more section I have to put in here that we're doing the platinum package for $299. And I have to override the pricing on it, and then I can take the card number. So it'll take two more seconds. Now, is it your name on the card or the company name or both?
This card that I'm using just has my name without any middle initial, just Eric Martindale.
Okay, so Eric Martindale. And then billing address, still Singley Lane, or is it a P.O. box?
Yeah, 3 Singley Lane, Washington, New Jersey, 07882.
Okay, and then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
4147.
Okay.
2024.
Got it.
6293.
Mm-hmm.
3001.
Okay, expiration?
Is 0925.
And then the code?
374.
374. Okay. So what I'll do is go through a voice verification recording with you, and that will outline the service agreement is an added form of protection. And then I'll create that appointment for my technician to call you to go over your keywords and get you set up. Now, some of this is repetitive of what I just asked you, Eric, so just kind of bear with me. It'll have you repeat the business name and whatnot. But it says to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
So you want me to use the LLC name or the Glazed Cellar Doors name? Which one do you want me to use?
I want to use the new account, the Glazed Cellar Doors.
Glazed Cellar Doors.
Thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
Eric Martindale, owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Okay. You're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yeah, I'm the only authorized user. Yep.
Okay, thank you. And then to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes, definitely.
Thank you. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Do I agree to disclose? I guess so, yes.
Just all it means is if you do anything else for glazed cellar doors online, let us know so we make sure that it doesn't conflict with the programming we're doing. But I don't foresee that you're going to do anything else because you don't have to.
No.
But if you do, just kind of let us know about it, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then the payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, December 20th, in the non-refundable amount of just $398. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 20th day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Now, just to confirm, you gave me the new number, and it is 973-223-8130, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Does that number also receive text messages?
Probably not.
Okay. So, I
don't know. That's a question I need to ask the company that
set it up.
The company is called callscaler.com. But listen, when you contact me for any reason, you're just contacting me through through the cell phone. You don't need to use that number.
Yes. The only reason I asked is you asked me to send you the terms and conditions that now I can because the account's paid. It will send an email, but that will trigger a text message. So if you get the text, that's fine. You can access the terms that way.
That other phone number is not – they're still doing the techie things to set it up. It's not.
Oh, got it. So, okay. So then let me put this one on here just for, text message purposes. And then in the future when that one gets going, if it receives text, then we can take this one off. But the 8881 number, the one ending in those 4 digits, that's just on here for internal purposes. So it's not going to be published or anything because if it did, it might conflict with the other. Okay. Now, you still want us to get a tracking number for the 908 area code, or do you want to promote this new 973 number?
No, I told you I got the number. 908.
Okay, good.
6130. I don't need another number.
Oh, I'm sorry. We must have gotten our wires crossed because when you read it to me, you said 973, but let me fix it. 908.
No.
No wonder. Okay, good. Let me.
908. 223-8130 is the number.
Okay, I fixed it in the system. When you get the I don't think that'll be pertinent because right now the username, it will have the 973, but I'm going to have the technician fix it. So by the time your login credentials are sent, that's already going to be fixed. But for now, you'll probably, if you see that, don't panic. It's fixed on this end. So for the client interview, I have today a 4, 5, or 6 o'clock open. What do you think would work best?
I'm looking at my schedule.
Yeah, if not, we can push it till tomorrow.
Tomorrow is not good.
Okay.
Let's make it 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. Okay. So I'm going to block out an hour from 6 to 7 o'clock Eastern. And that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 6:15. Don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within that hour. Okay. And then lastly, if you could just check the email for me and make sure that you got that one that says local splash initial invoice.
Okay, hold on. Yes, I have one here.
Okay. So if you would open that up, you'll have a little link in there that says click here to accept your subscription terms. All you have to do is scroll down to the bottom.
I see it.
Yeah, and then just there's two little boxes that you have to check to show that you're authorized and also that you get text messages, which now I have the 8881 number on there for text message.
Boxes.
Okay. You what? I'm sorry, the phone cracked up.
I do not see any boxes. I see in the bottom. Oh. I accept the terms, paid, or I am no longer interested. Those are my three options.
Let me see here, because maybe, oh no, it shouldn't be. I was thinking that maybe it was conflicting with the other since we have the cell phone, but I think you should be able to get into it, but because I updated the cell phone after the fact, let me resend it, and then I think now it'll be all good to go, because on my end, I opened it, and it looks good, so let me just make sure that I get you the new one. So I'll put local splash initial invoice. Okay, I'm resending it. It's going to be in the queue for just a moment or two, so while we wait for that, I want to let you know that my direct extension is 777. So you had just called in and spoke with Catherine, and then she transferred it to me. So
yeah.
Anytime you call in, do that. It's perfect. You can hit option one. Anyone that answers the phone can help you. But, of course, if you want to talk to me directly and you plug in that 777, it will ring directly to my desk.
Right. So
okay?
you're in charge of the glazed cellar doors account. Are you also in
yes.
charge of the account, or it's just this one?
So we have over 200 employees here. So I typically set up new accounts. Once the account is set up, then you have an entire account management team that would be helping you, and everybody on that team has the notes to the account. So that's the nice thing is if you ever call in and you hit option one, you don't have to repeat yourself again and again. Everybody that sees the account will have to be on the same page.
Right.
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 But I always give my extension.
Yeah.
Yes. What was that?
There was a guy named Marlon who was involved in
yeah.
the
Oh yeah, Marlon. He actually moved on from the company, but he's a great guy. He's still a friend of mine. That's awesome. So, yeah. So, yeah. But the reason I give you my extension is I always welcome people to use me as a point of contact. You know, I don't do programming. I don't do, you know, some of the techie stuff. But you could always reach out to me. And if I can't help you, I can at least get you to the person that can, which I did, you know, with the answers to certain questions that we had even while we were on the phone. So you're all good to go. The technician will be calling you today, you know, sometime between 6 and 7. And then can you check if you got a fresh text message now on the 888 number saying thank you for choosing Local Splash?
Yeah, something just came through.
Okay. So that is going to be probably the correct terms that you could sign. So if you click on the link in that text, let me know if you can scroll to the bottom and click the two boxes and do the e-signature. If not, then I'll just make sure that when they call you at 6 that they get that done, because maybe the tech department has to reset it so it doesn't conflict with the other account.
Oh, I just got up. a terrible message from Home Depot rescheduling the delivery.
Rescheduling what?
I see the boxes.
Oh, good. Okay, so check the two boxes, plug your name in, hit confirm signature. Once you do that, it'll ask you for a username and password. Don't worry about any of that right now. That will be provided after the client interview. My main thing is just getting the pricing locked in.
All right. So I click
done.
So I guess that means it's received. Okay.
If it's asking you for the username and password, that's your sign that it went through okay.
Okay. All right.
It did?
All right.
Okay. Good. Well, then you're good to go. So welcome aboard. I'm so glad that it worked out for you and that I was able to assist you. So have a very profitable year. I think you have a great business plan for that new business. And then, again, the technician will be calling you towards 6 o'clock this evening, okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Okay. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Bye.